Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Got a big crowd here tonight, but still you can get in, get you something to eat, play a little, have a little gaming. Bob, it was made official. Steve Geller and I sort of knew about it because we tried to get Randy Mueller on with us a couple times, and Randy was, guys, can't do it. Been hired as a consultant with the Saints. So Randy Mueller back with the Saints, another set of eyes, ears,
and
evaluation.
Doubt.
And, you know, Randy been in the scouting business for a long time. And, you know, when he was with Seattle and then takes over, he's a GM with the Saints. He worked with Nick Saban at Miami. He was a scout again with the Chargers, GM in the USFL. So Randy brings in another set of eyes and ears to give you an evaluation of what's out there talent-wise, not only from the college ranks, but also the NFL.
Well, to me, it's a no-brainer. Who you trust, who you have relationships with. I give Mickey Loomis a lot of credit for this because the bottom line is it's a bottom-line business. You got to win. So if I look at Randy Mueller, now I was in Atlanta at the time when he was first on board here, but Randy Mueller has been brought back to the organization to serve as a full-time advisor, which makes sense. They even look at the connections because it's all networking. And who has the experience? You look at Jeff Ireland, you look at Randy Mueller, and obviously if there's a conflict of interest, you don't want that, but they all can work together, all for one, one for all. But Randy Mueller is back with the New Orleans Saints, and the Saints have hired Mueller as a full-time advisor in the team's front office, which, like I said, makes sense. Randy Mueller served as the Saints general manager from 2000 to 2001, and will serve essentially as another experienced set of eyes, like you said, Mike, and ears for current general manager Mickey Loomis, his longtime colleague. I mean, the one thing I think, Randy Mueller, okay, you got to go because that was Mr. Benson, Tom Benson. You know what?
Because he went interview of a potential GM job with the Falcons.
Right. But you know what? Tom Benson ain't here no more.
Yep.
And Ms. Gale just wants to win. Ms. Gale's all for everything. What's best for the team? So now I think if Tom was still around, Randy Mueller probably wouldn't be around.
No, but
it just goes to show you got to move on. What's best for the team going forward? So when I look at like Randy Mueller, Mike, I was all for that. Like you said, eyes and ears for the current general manager, Mickey Loomis, a longtime colleague. Now he will work primarily, my understanding, in the club's pro and college scouting departments and also assist in strategic planning initiatives. That's kind of a broad horizon, but if you look at Mueller, Randy, Mike, he attended training camp in Irvine, California early this month and also worked for the team in an unofficial capacity as an advisor and consultant during the NFL draft.
Yep.
Now, I was busy with my youngest son's marriage, you know, with Bo, so I was kind of out of the loop then. But that makes sense.
I think
sense.
That's the last time we had him on, maybe.
Yeah, but that makes
like
sense.
Like February before.
Right, that makes sense that he would be involved with the Saints with that. Now, Mueller joins Dave Ziegler and Jeff Ireland as one of the three formal. Now, Mike, this is where experience comes into play. Think about this. Randy Mueller, Dave Ziegler, Jeff Ireland is one of three former NFL general managers now working in the Saints front office. I mean, the more, to me, now think about that. Now, you got to be humble, and you got to be willing to share ideas and don't think everyone knows everything. But, Mike, why isn't that good strategically? Different eyes, different ears. So, to me, that's outstanding when you look at the experience they have of being general manager, now working in the Saints front office. Now, you said Mueller was a general manager with the Dolphins in 2005 to 2007.
With Nick Saban.
Yeah, 2005 to 2007. Ziegler was whom the Saints hired as a senior personal advisor earlier this year. He was with the Raiders in Las Vegas for 22-23. Now, we all know about Jeff Ireland, who's the director of college scouting, assistant general manager for the Saints. He was with the Dolphins. You look at the GM from 2008 to 2013. But that's all part of the Saints team. So I don't know how you can go wrong. Like, again, having all those eyes and ears and how you're going to communicate things. And, Mike, I didn't know this. Again, I was in Atlanta. Randy Mueller was named NFL Executive of the Year in 2000 after he was overseeing the Saints win the NFC West Division title when they went 10-6 and recorded the first playoff win in history. Now, you know, you talk about relationships. Randy Mueller hired Mickey Loomis to manage the Saints salary cap.
That's right.
No, when you think about that, okay, because the salary cap, think about a big part and how much that is. That's why it's all the, you know, coaching tree, you have a managerial tree. Look at Fontenot now with the Falcons. Wouldn't Mickey Loomis think that's like one of his babies or boy? You know, now you want to beat him, you know, and all that when you think when all said and done. But when you look at the connections, and then you look at Mueller hired Loomis to manage the Saints salary cap, then Mickey was promoted to general manager a year later after Randy Mueller was abruptly let go by Mr. Tom Benson, by the owner. Now, the new position ends a five-year absence from the NFL. We've seen Randy on TV.
Also was part of the Athletic for a while.
So he's staying involved.
Giving evaluations,
yeah. Staying involved because he has a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, he last worked as a senior executive. Now, I didn't know this. He last worked as a senior executive football operations with the Chargers.
Yep.
From 2008 to 18. That's basically a decade, Mike, when you look at that. And most recently, just shows you this man loves football. You know why he loves football? He most recently served as a director of player personnel for the XFL's Seattle Sea Dragons. Mike, that means it don't matter. NFL, USFL, XFL, whatever. I love football. I love players. And I want to be able to evaluate that. No, Mike, I think his eyes and ears and being part of Saints organization going forward, that at least Mickey Loomis is not too hard-headed to realize that, no, the better people have around me will make me look better.
Listen, any top executive will tell you it's the people around you that really make the difference. I got a Randy Mueller story, but I'll save it for after 7 o'clock.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.